Just take them away, and you don't have to be afraid there are any more mesim around. What about Motzah Shloisha Achmonis? In your backyard, all of a sudden, you find that there are three mesim buried there? Then, it depends. Im yesh b'neihim, if there's in between the two kvaros, amei arbo, at shmoino, there was four amis, or else even up until eight amis in between them, then we have to be afraid, harezu shchunas kvaros. We have to be afraid this place, Taka, was a Beis HaKvaros. Like the Mishnah said, this was a kever. This was a plot here where a whole family was buried there, that we just went through it, that they used to make graves then, and they put the mesim inside the walls of the grave, and each cave. And each cave, the guy had come out of a whole Mishpacha buried there. He had eight people put inside the walls of the caves. So if you found three mesim now, one next to another, you have to be afraid, Taka, it's called the Shchuna Kfuras. Tishbam says, Masa Shloisha, mesim, Meshchasim, Kedakim, Zu, Betzadzu, and there's, Emyeshben, Erishal, and Shlishi. Between the first one and the third one, there's close either to four Amis, or else close to eight Amis, you have to be afraid, it's Mamasha Kfuras Shchunas, and therefore, Vlo Yitlamikan, you don't take them away. You can't remove them. Because then we say the Kono Mekaimam, they belong here. Why Rashbam says Tisrila Lahaitana Toiche Shomora, inside the Mora itself, inside the cave, Arba Armas Aches. How wide was the cave itself? The cave itself was 4 by 8. O Srila Nami Shegimul Mesim Nigborim Bakaisal Rachban. That three mesim were buried along the width of the wall, as along the 6 amos wall. Play heavy yellow arba amos. There was only, don't forget, 4 amos. He holds it's 4 by 8, and that's how wide the cave itself was. Now, when you go inside the cave, the wall that's 4 amos wide, you could put, he holds 3 mesim there. So therefore, if you find these 3 mesim there now, which is between 3 amos, or else 8 amos, you have to be 4 amos and 8 amos. You have to be afraid, mamash. This is the place of the Beis HaKvaros, and therefore it's koine mekaimai. And even though you own the property on top, you have no right to remove it. Like once a mace had a right to be buried there, it's called koine mekaimai. It has to stay there. You can't remove it anymore. So, kids, if you find 3 mesim spread out between 4 to 8 amos from the first to the last one, it's a shunas kvaros. Yeah. And therefore, what do you have to do now? You have to check around now the next 20 amos. All around your field, you have to look for another mace. If you don't find another mace, then it's okay. Then the rest of the field is okay. What about the Motza Echod B'Seif Esrim? Let's say close near the end of the 20 amos, you found another mace. So again, you have to go further. You have to say you're still in the middle of the cemetery. And Boydik Mimenu Al-Halon Chofama, you have to go check out another 20 amos of your field to make sure there are no other mason buried there. Shiraglayin Ladover, because there's little Raglayin Ladover. In other words, even though Shilu Mitzchilu Motza Noit Loiviat Est Fusosai, even though at the beginning when you only find one mace or two mason buried, we do not say it's a Beis HaKvaros. We say it had no right to be buried there. You have a right to remove it. But here, that first you found 3 mesim buried one next to another. So that shows us this here was like a cemetery. That even though later, 20 amos away, you only find one mace, you can't remove that mace. We have a glan ladov to say that mace is part of the basic forest, and he has a right to stay there. So that's what this bracer says. So now let's see, who does it come out like? Oh, mama, what did we just say? When you find these 3 mesim buried, if from the first one to the last one, there's either 4 amos in between, or else 8 amos in between, so we say it's called the Beis HaKvaros, that's the Mora, that's the cave where they buried the mesim. So Mani, who did this price to go like? E Rabban, goes according to Rabban and Amri, Dalad Amas Al Sheis. They said 4 by 6. So why does this price to say 4 or 8? It should have just said 4 or 6. E Rabbi Shimon, goes according to Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, Homer. Rabbi Shimon said, how wide was each cave? He said, Sheish al Shemoina. It was 6 amos by 8 amos. So again, the writer should have said, if the space between this mace and that mace was 6 to 8,
How come this Brisa says from 4 to 8? Who does it go like? That's like nobody. So Morris says, yes. Really, I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon. Really, the Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Shimon. Again, and Rabbi Shimon says what? Rabbi Shimon's the one that says 6 to 8. He was the one that said Rabbi Shimon. He is 6 to 8. So if you hold 6 to 8, why does it say 4? So I'll tell you, Fahai Tanahu. It goes like this Tana. The Tana will learn like this. Motzon Ritzufim. Let's say you found the mason buried close together, Ritzufim, one close next to another. V'yein b'neyem midal damas, and there's not dalalas in between them, ad ches or 8. Is yesh lehem tfusa. Still they have a loch of a tfusa, we say, you have a right to remove them. V'yein lohen shchunas. They're not called a beis hakvaros. Because that's not the way to bury them. So they weren't buried there really, but Torah said beis hakvaros. It was just put there for a time while. You have a right to remove it. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, I don't know. He says, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, no, we have to be afraid. This is a regular beis hakvaros here. You can't remove them. Because even though they're bunched together too much, he holds a svara, Royin Esraim Tsoyim Kiluenim. Let's look as if the middle mason are not there. And therefore we just look as if between 4 and 8. That's how you get the slushing of 4 and 8. Even though they're squashed together, we look as if the middle one was squashed there, but the outer two belong there. And therefore between 4 and 8, that's a good cheshbin, how that's normally you would bury them there. And therefore we say that's called the beis hakvaros, and therefore you can't remove them, you have to leave them there. So Mora says, if so, Bamaya Kim, to who do you say this price goes like? Kirebi Shimon. For the Gemara, so I even say, what does I have to say? Boyde Kimenu Alahala Metzromama. Now once you found these three mason there, so you have to be afraid it's the middle of a basic chorus, so you have to check out now the next 20 amis to look out for another mace. Now the question is, where do you get 20 amis from? Money, who does this go like? E Rebbe Shimon Eskrim Vatatan Heaven. It should be 22 amis, it should be. Rebbe Shimon holds that there are 4 caves, and each cave could be what, could be a 6 by 8. If so, like 6 times 8 is 20.
6 times 8 is 48.
Yeah, no. So how do you get 22 here? Here, Shimon Esther Matat, it should be 22. So what's the response? How do you get 22?
8 and 6, because.
Shtei Morris, huh? Shaches, right. Yeah, that's right. There are 2 Morris, right. So the Morris itself is 8, and the Chotzer is 6. Right, so 8 and 8 is 16, and 6 is 22. That's the case of goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Right, that the length of the Mara was 8, so you should have to check out a space now of 22 Amis. Because the space from one Mara, from the end of one cave to the end of the opposite cave, is 22 Amis. Because one cave was 8 Amis long, then there's a Chotzer, 6 in between, and then there's another cave on the other side, 8 Amis long. So 2 times 8 is 16, with 6 is 22. So why do you only have to check out 24? You have to check out 22 Amis. And he, Rabbanim, he goes according to Rabbanim, that they say the length of the cave was only 6. So then you have 3 times 6 is Timnei Sori Heaven. It's going to be 18. Like each cave was only 6 and 6, and then the Chotzer was 6. So together it's 18. So you only have to check out 18 Amis. That is as Bryce says, you have to check out 20 Amis. Someone says, really, Yelam Rabboni, goes according to Rabbonin. And really, it should only be 18. We're going to Bodak, Bialach Sunyan. That true, it's really 18, but he checked out the diagonal of it. But since you went, if he would have went straight across, it's enough to check out just 18 Amis. When you go diagonally, it's always a little bit more than straight across. So going diagonally, you have to go 20 Amis.